Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Faisal. You?
I'm doing okay. We've got a great show today. We're going to be covering quite a few things about the brain, the body,
yep.
politics, the pension plans. We're covering it all today.
Yeah, we are. And estates and executors and family, potential family problems. There's a ton to...
There's a lot to cover today for sure. And we're going to definitely start off with... Let's talk about the the whole cognitive and physical side of aging. And this is a big concern.
Yeah, yeah.
When you talk to you talk to our clients, you talk to people who are approaching or living in retirement, anecdotally and empirically, there are four major risks that people find when they're going through this retirement phase. Number one, they worry about running out of money.
Yep.
Number two, they worry about taxes. Number three, they worry about inflation. Number four, and this is not in any particular order, is their health.
Yeah.
And they're worried about, as they age, will their health be able to allow them to do the things that they want to do?
Right.
So let's get onto the topic of the health side of things.
Okay, and how technology can help us in this too, right? Yeah, that's a big part of it. Dr. Mark Chignall is joining us, founder and president of Centivisor, Inc. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, David. Glad to be here.
Well, listen, I think Faisal did a good setup for us here, and I'm going to let you run with this for just a minute. Maybe we can just start with the link between the brain and the body, because I think that's where you started with this, and we can talk a little bit about how technology can help connect those two things and keep us healthier for longer. But start with this idea of the connection between the two.
Yeah, so I'd like to use the analogy of a swimming pool. And the brain and the body are sharing the same pool. It's the circulatory system, the blood. So if you have any metabolic problems in the body, it's going to show up in the brain. So having a fit body is required to have a fit brain.
Now, you know what? I think generally speaking, we understand that connection, right?
At
an intellectual level, we understand that. But it's not easy to do, right? I mean, we get busy, people get out of shape. It's just not easy to connect those things. And I want a little bit of your input. I'm sure this was part of, you know, the research that you were doing. How do we help people take that concept that they understand is so important and put it into practice?
Yeah, well, they say that exercise is the best drug, right? And so you have to motivate people because most people don't get enough exercise. This is well known. You need about 150 minutes of aerobic exercise per week at a minimum. And people just aren't getting that. And the older you get, the more you need it.
And the harder it is to get into it, right?
Well, yeah, if you haven't built that as part of your lifestyle.
Right.
And we hear this time and time again. I'm going to spend more time at the gym. I'm going to get healthier, quote unquote. And then nothing happens, right?
Right. They just think magically, like people think magically, we're just all of a sudden going to start working out because we got more time. But if it's not part of your lifestyle, your habit, right?
Your routine,
it's not so easy just to necessarily retire and the next day start a vigorous workout program.
And this is where technology can help or be your friend. I have a Apple Watch.
Yep.
It reminds me when to stand up. It reminds me that I'm not moving. It tells me that I'm slow. It tells me that I'm eating too much. Well, it doesn't tell me that. I just look in the mirror for that one. But there's more and more things from technology that tells me what needs to be done. Mark, when you look at technology and you look at what's out there and what's happening, what are the ways that we can interact and maybe using rewarding technology to help with both the brain and the body?
Yeah, so I think reward is really important. We have this dopamine circuit in our brain, which is all about, you know, having fun and having reward. And, you know, if you don't reward people, they don't tend to repeat the action. So what we try to do is make it into a game, right? So exercise should be a fun game. And, you know, the benefits of exercise flow naturally from the enjoyment. I mean, that's the whole principle we're trying to work with.
Well, and I think there's Centivisor is the company name. And I suspect that there was some thought given to that name in the mission of what the company is. Maybe you can walk us through this notion of Centivisor and why that name.
Yeah, so we want to incentivize activity. And you're quite right, that's a good insight. And so the whole point is to add enjoyment to activity, and then you get engagement. So once you have engagement, the person's going to keep doing it. As you said earlier, people have a hard time getting into new habits, or even keeping up old habits if they're good ones.
So Mark, give us an idea of how the product and program works to incentivize someone to be more active.
Yeah, so we have at the moment hand and foot pedals, and in the summer we're going to have this new crossover the body action where the left side activates the right and the right side activates the left. And when you start moving, you can watch a video, and we have 300 videos from around the world, these scenic videos, and the video only plays if you're exercising. So we create these kind of virtual tours, and then you have to exercise to go through them. And then we have another feature where you can video conference with your family member while you're exercising.
Could you imagine you couldn't catch up with all your binge watching on Netflix unless you were working out? Like, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, it would work. You're right.
Because when I'm on the treadmill, yes, I do use the treadmill before you say anything. the TV's on. It's a show. Yeah. So I'm actually paying attention to the show and not paying attention to how slow I'm walking. Mm-hmm. But that's an interesting thing out there now. For Mark, for Centivize, the products that are going to be coming out, the specific physical equipment, why this type of equipment when, you know, the market is quite large in this. So tell us a bit more about that and what's the rationale or reason why you'd have these sorts of products?
Yeah, well, we can put sensors on any equipment. We've done it for the Canadian Navy in a project last year where you take treadmills and ellipticals and so on and just put in a sensor that recognizes the movement, and then you connect it to the video or an app or whatever you want to. So the basic idea can be done with any equipment. We're currently doing it with hand and foot pedals because that's easy, and a lot of people do that. But the new kind of crossover device that we have, you know, will be, you know, Canadian made, and it will exercise both sides of the body. But you know, exercise is great. All exercise is good.
Who's the target for this? Who's the individual? Give me a demographic, an age, lifestyle that you're targeting with this product.
Yeah, so we started out with long-term care homes because in some ways that's the easiest and where the demand is recognized the most. But eventually we want to move to aging in place. Where we are now is we're looking at adult day programs, naturally occurring retirement communities. We have like a whole lot of old people in the building aging in place together, and retirement homes.
Well, that makes sense. And I think about my mom's experience in her long-term care facility. And there's a number of things in there, right? Number of programs to keep them active and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it goes back to the fact, Faisal, we talk about this all the time. And you and I are in the same boat, right? You've got to make this part of your overall
routine
and lifestyle,
yeah.
Right? Because if you don't, we've all felt the effect of not doing it, right? So I think there's going to be more and more options. And Mark, maybe you can speak to this. It is a big market. It's saturated with lots of different things. What do you think makes the Centivizer approach unique to get your target audience moving again if they're not moving right now?
Yeah, so the thing about exercise is that it's often unstructured, right? And you need a trainer or you need to watch a video or something. When you have equipment which is designed to give a certain kind of exercise and motivate it, you know, everything's so much easier. So you're sitting on a chair while you're using our equipment. You know, you're not balancing on a Peloton, which is not going to work for a lot of people, especially in a wheelchair.
Mark, listen, I want to thank you very much, and we wish you the best with the launch and the product development that you're doing. You're on the right track, and I think we can all agree the mind-body connection's key, and we've got to keep that front of mind. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, it was a pleasure, and thank you very much.
All right, we've been joined by Dr. Mark Chignall, who's a founder and president of Centivizer, Inc. And you know, Faisal, it's such a difficult thing to get people to start thinking in advance. Like, everybody knows what they're going to retire from, right? Yeah. Not too many people have a clear idea of what they're going to retire to. But as you said, there's four general areas, and health is always one of them. And so we have these conversations. I find it fascinating that people are conscious of these concepts, but aren't necessarily motivated, don't have a plan, haven't carved out the time. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that get in the way of achieving it.
And it's harder to figure out how much the cost will be as you age.
Right.
What people say to me, at least, is when their portfolio is up, they'll tell me in percent.
Right.
When their portfolio is down, they'll tell me in dollars.
Right.
So literally look at your portfolio and say, how much money can I be down? Not lost forever.
Right.
But down, where I am losing sleep, uncomfortable,
right,
nervous, going to make an emotional decision or reaction to it, whatever the words you want to use. What's the dollar amount?
Right.
And, you know, if it went down, you know, 10%, 10% is like a lot of money, but it also depends on the individual itself.
Right.
Because 10%, I don't lose sleep over 10%.
Right.
Never have.
When you think of long-term care homes, aging in home and so forth. So we're going to cover all that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, March 21st, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
So can choosing the wrong executor for your will ruin your family after you're gone?
Wow.
Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.